Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 10, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are talking freedom of speech and the right to demonstrate. This, of course, in light of the alleged abduction and disappearance of pro-democracy activist Itai Dzamara, who was allegedly abducted by state security agents in Harare yesterday.
So let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter page is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our very vibrant WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And for those who want to speak on air, of course, you can call us on the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 202-619-2077. And of course, prefix that number with the 001.
And we're also streaming live on the internet. Head to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com to watch me and my co-host.
Yes, Ms. T, again, good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
The abduction of Occupy Africa Unity Square protest leader Itai Dzamara yesterday has raised concern of constitutional rights of Zimbabweans, but also young people who say they remain wary of not only participating in politics, but voicing their own opinion on national issues.
So tonight, we open up the airwaves and ask, are citizens accorded their legitimate right to demonstrate and express themselves freely in Zimbabwe, especially the youths at Tatenda, since we are biased 100% towards young people?
Yes, definitely. So make sure you join us using the hashtag TheConnection, and we can get the conversation going to hear what you have to say on this topic.
Yeah, lichona njani zihlobo esithandekayo ikudibana kuhlelo lwe The Connection ku Live Talk lamhlanje ngolwesibili. Sikhuluma ngodaba lokuthunjwa kuka mnumzana Itai Dzamara, yena othunjwe izolo eseHarare. Emini libalele lanamhlanje kaziwa uDzamara ukuthi uthunjwe ngobani njalo ungaphi. Kodwa sike sakhuluma lomkakhe uthi yena ngala kuthandabuza uyakwazi ukubana uDzamara uthethwe ngabacuphi ama-CIO phezu kohlelo lwakhe lokutshengisela e-Africa Unity Square. Sithi uMongameli Mugabe sehlulekile ukubusa, ngalokho kumele achiye intambo zombuso. Ngalokho umbuzo esilawo lamhlanje, umbuzo omkhulu ngothi kambe ilungelo lokubana abantu betshengisele ngokuthula njengokwenza kukaDzamara, njalo njengokutsho kwesi njengokuvunyelwa isisekelo sombuso esitsha, balawo yini amalungelo abantu, lilawo yini amalungelo lina bontanga ikakhulu njengoba likwazi ukubana uhlelo ngolabasakhulayo, njalo laye uDzamara ngosakhulayo. Ongo misithindi kutaura vatereri kuti chirongwa nyayatri kukurukura nezvayo mudariro nhasi, inyaya yekupambwa kwa Itai Dzamara, uyo anonzi akabatwa nevarume vashanu nezuro ari muHarare, asi kusvika pari zvino haazikani kuti ari kupi. Vacha remember vatereri kuti Itai ari kutungamira chirongwa cheOccupy Africa Unity Square kuHarare uku, kwaari kuratidzira nerunyararo, murunyararo achiti vamugave vataza basa, naizvozvo ngavasiye chigaro. saka ku kwamba kwa itai uye you know ndiyo nyati kukurukura nezvanhasi tione kuti sevechidiki sevanhu veZimbabwe wongu constitution inobvumira vanhu kuti kana une nyunyuto unogona kuratidzira asi ndizvo zvinoitika here
saka ntunga tichimirira maguest edu rega titange tichiwerenga maWhatsApp nemafacebook messages apinda pano pastudio 7 and I'll just start off with some WhatsApp messages ntunga we have Bakuku who says which constitution whoever says Zimbabwe security agents follow a constitution ari kubvunza question ipapo we also have Clyde who says this really shows that democracy and freedom of speech is non-existent in Zimbabwe. Our liberators have become our oppressors much worse than the Smith regime. Then Tina Babawa Sekai who says Itai is a hero. I guess he just has very straight sentiments for that. And Tinema messages per Facebook Ntunga, I don't know if you can give us some of those.
Yes, Tatenda, we have CEO Mtambo, who says, I have a problem with Morgan Tsvangirai in that, A, he did not give us a chance to fully peruse the small booklet of the draft constitution, and the MDC TMPs could not even explain it, and neither was it this is irrelevant Misty. I don't think this person is talking about
I think they might be speaking about the statement that Morgan Tsvangirai put out today, and I think maybe that's his reflection on that issue, so I'm not sure if it was too much about our topic, but it might be on in that.
Still, you know, the guy goes on, it's a long email, and I don't think you know,
But that might really be one addressing. Of the issues. Some people are saying that, you know, they don't even know the constitution or the contents of it. So even when we say to them, even in this today, talking about what are your constitutional rights, they would say, I have no idea. So maybe I'm not sure if that's what he's
pointing out there. But that's crazy because, you know, often at time, people leave it to politicians. I mean, from the outset, the issue of the constitution was very well publicized. You remember when they were writing it?
Yeah.
Even the draft when they were conversing for the votes. You know, drafts were given to people. Even now, I mean, the constitution is there. People can access it, but, you know, leaving it all to politicians that they have to come and give you this and that.
Yeah, that might be a point. Some people will say to you, I have no idea. I still, to this day, don't know.
People have to be proactive. You know, they don't have to wait for politicians to come to them.
So
that's
we'll
exactly
throw that
what we're talking, you know,
yeah,
about.
On this issue. Yeah. I think at that point we have our first guest, Ntunga, who's joining us. That is Stephen Sibanda, who is a member of the Occupy Africa Unity Square and also a MDK youth president. Stephen, thank you for joining us this evening on The Connection.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Let's just start off for those out there who might not know or understand what Occupy Africa Unity Square is. Can you just give us an explanation of what Itai Dzamara and others like yourself are trying to do with this movement?
This is a movement which is advocating for human rights also. This is a movement which is criticizing Robert Mugabe's government to step down since it has failed us.
And so looking at what happened to Itai Dzamara, his alleged abduction, can you give us your reaction to that as someone who's in within the movement, and what are the sentiments on the ground?
This is a public secret. The answer to the question of who kidnapped Dzamara is written on the wall. To me, it's a clear testament that Zanchev is now banking on silencing all the old critics. It is Itai Dzamara's right of assembly and association is defined in the article or section 58 of the Zimbabwe Act. I haven't yet heard of any act which makes it a crime to oppose Zanchev, and there's no other way I can expect Zanchev to uphold or respect the constitution when they've begun to violate their own constitution. Actually, this is the temperature within the political circles, you know.
And Stephen, what does this do to you as you know, Zamara's friend, as a colleague, as you know, a fellow activist?
Come again.
I'm saying, how has Zamara's disappearance impacted you as his colleague?
Yeah, to a lesser extent, it has affected us. But, to, you know, since we are now used to it, you know that this is their tactic. They are all time game, you know. We are not actually affected to that extent, but it's only painful to us that one of our comrades, one of our colleagues, one of our friends is no longer with us. But I'm sure he's safe wherever he is. And we are carrying on the struggle. We're trying hard to find him. We're trying hard to locate him. We've been up and down to the police station, engaging lawyers to help us find the guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is really sad that should not be happening to anyone mm-hmm. in a democracy, mm-hmm. you know, abducting people at this day and age. It shouldn't be happening. I'd like to cite Mr. Tsvangirai's statement on Zamara. He talks about, you know, the disappearance of quite a number of MDC activists mm-hmm. In past years. And he says, you know, the disappearance of Zamara has the hallmarks of, you know, those other disappearances. And he says, the circumstances of Zamara's abduction are very familiar to the MDC family, which has lost many cadres in similar circumstances. Tondera Indira. Tichaona Chiminya, Beta, Chokururama, and many others have been abducted and in most cases found murdered. And, you know, I guess those who've been here long enough will know the story of Tondera Indira and all those people. And when such disappearances resurface, people have every reason to be afraid.
Yeah, and I think that's what's been happening over the past 24 hours or so. You know, there've been many rumors going around. I think we also saw it here, you know, on our WhatsApp and on our Facebook. So people are asking questions, trying to find out what's going on. But on that note, Ntunga, we can welcome our second guest. That is Mr. Lovemore Chinoputsa, who is the MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai's youth secretary. Lovemore, thank you for joining us on The Connection.
Hello.
Hello, I'm hearing you. Thanks for inviting me to the program.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Moruko, what are you saying?
It's an issue that we are worried about as MDC to youth assembly, simply because we had built a relationship with Mr. Itai Zamara. If you understand, if you know, you would appreciate that he has been running a number of programs where he was calling upon the young people of this country to come together and unite, call for the resignation and the ouster of one Robert Mugabe. So to us, we were agreeing with Mr. Zamara on a number of issues, and to us it comes really as a worrying issue that in this age and era, like we're correctly saying, someone can have the temerity to abduct someone simply because they disagree with them, and simply because they have their own way that they want they have their own way they prefer to have things happening in the country. So we are really worried that Mr. Zamara's whereabouts are not known as of now, and we are equally disturbed that there are people who can still decide to continuously victimize and instill fear in people in that way.
Lovemore, Nasipa, The Connection, Chikufunza, looking at this event, are there any implications on what young people will say or do when it comes to participating in politics? The Connection a few weeks back on that issue of youth in politics and their view of if they want to join in on that. You know, what ramifications does this have for youth in Zimbabwe at this point who might be interested or wanting to voice their opinion?
Obviously, we know and are very clear that the regime of Robert Mugabe has always thrived on instilling fear in people. He has always thrived on instigating and making sure that people do not participate freely. So I think what they are attempting to do is just they are trying to use Itai as an example of what can happen to someone who decides to fight for their rights. But I think Zimbabweans now know the color and now know the deeds of this regime that we are dealing with. And it can only strengthen our spirit, it can only strengthen young people's spirit to say, whatever is happening to Itai right now, whatever has happened to a number of people before, cannot stop a revolution whose time has come.
Thank you, Mkoma Lovemore. Please do stay on the line. At Atenda, we should also point out that this is not the first time that bad things have happened to Zamara. Mm-hmm. Remember what happened to him last year?
Yeah, we reported on that. He found himself hospitalized.
Exactly. So, yeah, ube kuluma lapha o Lovemore ongo osakhulayo owebandla le MDCT lawo yakusola kakhulu ukuthunjwa kukaZamara uthi hayibo gambe sile sisekelo sombuso esitsha esilamalungelo esivumela abantu kuba nabatshengisele ngokuthula okuyikho obekusenziwa nguZamara sesingathumbana abantu becatshe. Sikhuluma nje kaziwa ukuthi ungapi uZamara lokuthi ukusimo bani ngalokho uyakusola kakhulu uLovemore Atenda. Mm-hmm. Silo mlaleli
tinemthelele Ntunga
nguLawrence siyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana.
Yebo, siyalamukela.
Uyibona njani Linda?
Hayi, kuvele yona i-government ekhona kathesi e-ZANU-PF. Thina njengabantwana abasakhulayo asisavunyezwa ukuthi senze izinto esizifunayo. Uyanolonga free ukuthi lathi sikhiphe ilizwi, ngoba singathi sesikhiphe ilizwi kaninyani sivele nje sibotshwe. Manje who is going to lead Zimbabwe tomorrow nxa siyabe sokhu sibotshwa, sokhu sithunjwa nje kanje.
Mm-hmm. Ngengakhuluma lo mkhokeli wabasakhulayo ku-MDC kaBabuNcube uBhajila, ngambuza umbuzo ophose uhambelane le ndaba oyiphathayo. Ngimbuza ukubana abatsha baza siyazi abasakhulayo kabaphatheki kakhulu kundaba zombusazwe ikakhulu ekuvoteni. Ngimbuza ukubana ngezinto ezinje ezenzakalayo akwethusi yini abasakhulayo khonoko ukuthi bahle besabele kathana, wathi abatsha akumelanga besabe, instead kumele babe inspired ngokwenzakale kuZamara. Uzule ntshunkuntshi yokuhambela phambili lawe njengosakhulayo, kumbe susesaba?
Hayi, thina kasivele kasesabi. Siyakwazi thina ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF noPresident Robert Mugabe izandla zabo zivele zigcwele igazi. Lokhu sabakwazi ngesikhathi sika-1980, la before 1980, ngesikhathi seGukura Hundi begijimisana labantu bebulala abantu lizwe lonke. So thina vele sinayo i-history yeZANU-PF. Ngakho-ke asesabi lutho njengamayouth. Siyalala silokhu sibambene, siyalokhu siqhubekela phambili, silokhu sikhampena, silokhu sizama ukuthi silahlele phansi ibandla leZANU-PF, ngoba kade lilokhu lagijimisana labantu abadala silifuna ukungela thina amayouth kathesi. Kodwa mna ngizama ukuthi amayouth wonke awaseZimbabwe mabekwazi ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF livele lona ligcwele ngegazi, livele lona liyabulala. Thina kodwa kasibe ne-one committee, sibekwazi ukuthi hhayi asibamba nenini, sizame ukulwisa ngaleli bandla leZANU-PF.
Hayi, siyabonga Lawrence. Tatenda Lawrence is saying we are not scared and we will not be scared. We will continue to press for our rights and demand them. They are enshrined in the constitution.
Steven, coming back to you, as you're hearing Lawrence saying that he is not afraid to continue to air his views, can you talk about that and how this movement will move forward?
Yeah, we are determined to finish whatever we started as a movement. We are not going back. Instead, we are advancing forward. you know, let me make it clear to whoever could let my friend, my colleague, my brother, and his brother that we want him better life. It's no longer a secret to me that do I speak in videos. Zantia's old tactics of social activists are now exposed. To me, this may trigger social or political funders. The tension is rising within the circles of politics. So let me take this opportunity to urge whoever should make the Congress, the leader of Occupy African history, to please safely retain him.
Mm-hmm. But imimi pane zvamuri kunzwa here kutaurana nemapurisa and you know all your other connections hapana kana zvamuri kunzwa about his whereabouts.
Yeah, taenda kumapurisa kuzvichine zero nakutambuka kucenta police station Marari vari kuramba kuti ndo vari kuramba kuti vari kuzvakudziya kare kuti
saka havasi kubatsira. Thank you. Chimabinda, mirai padai nenyu. Tina mkoma Adon, aripa Runare. Adon, how are you? Welcome to the connection.
Okay, thank you.
Taura enyu, chikutaura neissue ya Itai Dzamara.
Exactly. Itai Dzamara kaita zvinosiyiwa mutemo. Bhozi haifanira kudemonstrata. Achiti President Mugabe must step down.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to demonstrate before the last December National People's Congress. Both and achiti demonstrate achiti President Alfaro step down, which means that he demonstrate against the collective view of the people of Zimbabwe. So it's unconstitutional.
Ko murukusa itawapi mtemo ipapo mgoma. Which law says that?
Hello?
Ndati muri kusaita upi mtemo unoti kuratidzira kuri unconstitutional.
Kuri unconstitutional generally kana tichitaura bhozi is demonstrating achiti the president must step down. Yes, the president was endorsed by the people of Zimbabwe kuti no, the president must continue as leader of Zimbabwe. So how come kuti anozo demonstrate against that constitution?
Okay, can you know, when you say it's unconstitutional, you are saying it's against the constitution. But
that's not true.
That's not true.
The constitution, yes, he was voted. President was voted.
Constitution ya tiri kutaura nezvo apa ndee zano kana kuti ndee nyika.
Ndee nyika constitution.
Ndafunga kuti nemaconstitution akasiyana because the constitution that I know, the constitution that was passed you know after in a referendum after you know it says every citizen has a right to demonstrate peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you need to demonstrate peacefully but constitutionally.
But Adon, would you say here that Itai was not, you know, taking his constitutional right to say what he felt about what is happening in the country in his own view, whether or not President Mugabe was elected, he is still allowed, afforded the right to be able to give his view on what's happening?
Yes, he has got the right to demonstrate,
mm-hmm.
Depending on the situation prevailing. Each conservative the ruling government. But yes, President Farabu demonstrated, no, the president must step down. Since the president, Kava Endo, Saisuva National.
President Wajan Dimare, President Wajan, the constitution says every citizen has a right to demonstrate peacefully.
Yes, see, yes, I'm agreeing with you, but I disagree to agree with you, no. That person, he has the right to demonstrate that no president must step down. The
mm-hmm.
president must not step down. Arguti, the collective will of the people of Zimbabwe must step down.
Saka kana angachida aigona ku demonstrate against my MPs here. Kana kuti pane, is there a...
He must demonstrate against the people of Zimbabwe like I endorse the president.
Okay.
Saka when it demonstrates against the people of Zimbabwe, it becomes constitutional.
Yes, it's constitutional.
I think that's a new...
That's an interesting take.
Abkoma Adon, thank you so much.
Tinotenda, I'm going.
Okay, thank you.
Tinotenda. You know, that was a different take. We haven't heard that today, but, you know, a different take on
what's
going on.
That was a first, and, you know, it's interesting.
It's very interesting. I think
it's a democracy, yeah. You know. People have to air their views, you know, and it's allowed under the Constitution. It's not unconstitutional.
Yeah. Maybe we can get Love Moore to come in there, give us your reaction to what our caller Adon was saying about who someone can demonstrate against in Zimbabwe.
I am shocked, Jatenda. I'm shocked that there are people who can still think in that way in this era. Zvinotsamisa ndechekuti mukoma adonishi vakuda kufananidza mutungamiriri wenyika kuita chimwe chinhu chisingagoni kutaurwa nezvacho kana kutariswa nezvacho. Bumbiro ravari kutaura nezvaro ravakuda kutiudza rinovanzi bumbiro kudari nava reZANU-PF harisi bumbiro rinobata panyika pamutemo wenyika. Mutemo wenyika uri clear kuti kana munhu achida kudemonstrate anokwanisa kudemonstrate. Zvakare mutemo wenyika uri clear kuti president anokwanisa kubviswa pachigaro chavo nekuti vanhu vakavaita ndo vanokwanisa kutaura tavatavari. Zvino kana mukoma ava vava kurambidza vanhu kuti vange vachitaridzira maererano nemafungiro avanenge vachiita, ndinoona sekuti kurasika uye ndinoona sekuti kubrainwashwa pfungwa kunogona kudaro kuri mune vechidiki vakawanda. Kana aya ariwo mafungiro vechidiki vakawanda, ndinonzwa kurwadziwa, ndinonzwa kurwadziwa kuti vana veZimbabwe zvokwadi hatisati tatanga kutarisa zvematongerwo enyika, tisingatarisi kuti munhu uyu ndiani. Asi chenera inomboita tenda, ndinoda kuti vana veZimbabwe vazive kuti muno muZimbabwe isusu tisu tine mapurisa anogona basa chaizvo kana vachida kushanda. Asi chadambudziko rataona nderekuti pana pakaita zvezvematongerwo enyika pakaita kushungurudzwa kwevanhu, mapurisa emuZimbabwe anozviita sevanhu vasingazive. Kakawanda mapurisa maCIO vakabuda vachitaura kuti hatina kubona Justina Mukoko, asi vakazomubudisa akapera masvondo akati wandei. So mapurisa kusabatsira kwavari kuita mhuri yaDzamara, kusabatsira kwavari kuita shamwari dzaDzamara zvinondikashamadza nekunityisa. Nekuti kana mapurisa achibaita zvavo kakawanda katinoona munhu achinge apara mhaka pasina kana maawa kana pasina mazuva munhu iye anenge abatwa. Zvino kuti mapurisa security yese yenyika igotiudza kuti haizive kuti kuna ita Dzamara ndekupi, shuwa shuwa kutama nepfungwa dzedu. Ende tinenge tisisina respect kana kuti tinenge tisisina kugadzi kana zvakanaka, nekuti hatizozive kuti kana mapurisa kana vese vasingazive kuti munhu aenda kupi achishayikwa zvakadaro munyika, zvino security nesafety yevana veZimbabwe inobva kunani.
Thank you, Love More. Just hold on the line.
Spanda ukhona ecingweni? Hello, Steven.
Hello, yebo nguLawrence. Hello.
Steven.
Ukhona Steven?
Hello.
Hello.
Yebo nguSteven, yini ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngisekhona.
Okay. Kube kubambile khonapho Steven, that end our time for the radio listeners is running away. But
some interesting points on the first half. I think we'll be able to come back, talk about the issue of the rule of law, and I think we can delve more on, you know, what is exactly enshrined in the Constitution for Zimbabweans.
Indeed. Ngile temba nqabe khona abe ZANU-PF abafana lo mlalelo ke wafona lisitshayela ucingo sizwe imbono yenu ngodaba lwesisekelo sombuso. Please do stay on the line, gentlemen. We'll be right back. To our radio listeners in Zimbabwe, is good night. But there is good news at the end.
Yes, of course. As Ntunga says, we are streaming live on the internet. Go to our websites and you can join us and continue watching the discussion. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And